Wife of Kansas City Chiefs owner reveals family loss from Texas floods, "Our hearts are broken." By Elizabeth Weibel on July 6, 2025. The wife of the Kansas City Chiefs revealed that the family had lost a family member due to the catastrophic flash flooding in Texas over Independence Day after torrential rainfall caused the Guadalupe River to rise 26 feet within 45 minutes. In a post on Instagram, Tavia Hunt, the wife of Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, questioned how people were supposed to trust a God who is supposed to be good but who also allows such terrible things to happen. Tavia Hunt also expressed that the family's hearts were broken by the devastation from the floods. The New York Times reported that 9-year-old Janie Hunt, who had been attending the Christian girls' camp, Camp Mystic, had died in the flash flooding. Janie was also attending Camp Mystic. It was her first time there as a camper, and she attended along with six of her cousins, who were safe, Ms. Hunt said. Ms. Hunt said she was in Vermont when she got a call from her daughter, Ann Lindsay Hunt, telling her about the flooding. Janie's parents drove to Ingram Elementary, the reunification center, where they were told to visit a funeral home and identify their daughter. Janie, a great-granddaughter of the oil baron William Herbert Hunt, is the eldest of three children. "Our hearts are broken by the devastation from the floods in Wimberley and the tragic loss of so many lives, including a precious little Hunt cousin, along with several friends' little girls," Hunt wrote in her post. "How do we trust a God who is supposed to be good, all-knowing, and all-powerful, but who allows such terrible things to happen, even to children?" Hunt continued, "That is a sacred and tender question, and one the Bible doesn't shy away from. Scripture is filled with the cries of those whose hearts have been shattered, who still wrestle to trust the same God they believe allowed the pain." In several slides of Hunt's post, she shared Bible verses, including Psalm 13, Psalm 22, Psalm 42, and Psalm 34:18, as well as Isaiah 53:3. "God welcomes our honest pain," Hunt continued in her post. "God never asks us to pretend we're okay. The Psalms are full of raw cries from people who feel abandoned, confused, and heartbroken," Psalm 13, Psalm 22, Psalm 42. "Yet even in the groaning, they direct their grief toward God. That's the first act of trust, bringing Him our brokenness, not hiding it." Peyton Yeager, a Fox 4 News reporter, also reported that Janie Hunt's mother had confirmed that her daughter did not survive. Officials revealed that as a result of the flash flooding in Texas, at least 81 people were reported to be dead, while at least 41 others, CBS News reported. Officials added that almost a dozen campers from Camp Mystic are still unaccounted for. Of the fatalities so far, 68 have occurred in Kerr County. Its sheriff, Larry Letha, said at a news conference Sunday afternoon, an increase from 43 deaths reported the previous night. The dead include 40 adults and 28 children, with 18 of the adults and 10 of the children unidentified. On Sunday morning, President Donald Trump revealed that he had signed a major disaster declaration. "I just signed a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas, to ensure that our brave first responders immediately have the resources they need," Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. "These families are enduring an unimaginable tragedy, with many lives lost, and many still missing.